The movie studio has been a fixture on 109th Street for 18 years. James Stewart has worked there for 10 of those years. And before they closed their doors for good on May 23rd, I was able to chat with James. Somewhat obvious question, but why is this place closing down?
In 2015, the demand for, you know, physical media, watching movies, you know, DVDs or Blu-rays, is just completely destroyed by first downloading and now streaming. People have just changed the way that they kind of enjoy movies and that kind of thing. So it was hard for us to hang in there, but we stuck it out as long as we could anyway.
Childhood is so tied to these rentals. That has to be the emotional part for a lot of people that maybe they didn't know was coming.
Totally. And I think a part of it was just we've been in the Garneau area for 18 years, like you said, and we've just been kind of a hub. Like, people would come in and they'd run into people, friends here, or they'd get to know the staff. We'd get to see, you know, people with their families and watch their kids, like little like wiener kid, and then his voice breaks and he's all awkward and he's like a moody teenager, and then he grows up and he starts getting into artsy films. It's incredible, you know. You just kind of grow with the community and stuff. So it's sad to leave it behind, but I think so. A lot of people have that emotional attachment, you know, as well.
What has been the most popular rental in the last 10 years?
Oh, I have no idea. I'll just say Ghostbusters, because I think it should be Ghostbusters.
Nice. Maybe a movie that has never left the shelf in 10 years?
Well, those, you know, we kind of purge our stock. It's kind of like the grocery store with the rotten fruit. So those, yeah. Sometimes you'll get something and you'll know it's not going anywhere. Like, you know, when Snakes on a Plane was huge, we got Snakes on a Train.
Oh, yeah. No.
That was not a huge one for us.
Now it's Snakes on a Shelf.
Yeah. Yeah. Snakes in a landfill.
I know you're selling off everything in store. How does the sale work?
As we march towards the end, we'll be selling off more stuff and it'll get cheaper as we go. But right now we're kind of selling off all our old stock. Not the new releases yet and not the TV stuff yet. But everything's available for $7.50 for DVD, $12.50 for Blu-ray, so people are coming in and buying up kind of the more rare or foreign or like fancy Criterion Collection movies and stuff like that. So it's all starting. But as we march towards, you know, there'll be different deals and stuff. So I encourage people, if you want to beef up your collection, to come down and pick some stuff up.
What about variety? I mean, you have to have more variety here than the internet has ready accessible in these streaming programs.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think that we're competing with the variety and the content. I think we're competing with the experience of the convenience of having all these movies. You don't even have to get off your couch. And if it's, you know, minus 20 in Edmonton and it's snowing outside, you're just going to watch some crappy movie that you don't care about rather than get up and drive to the video store and have a look around, you know? I get it. But, you know, it doesn't have the selection. It's not the greatest, but that's just, that's kind of where we're moving towards as a world. And it's, you know, there's a lot of good about it, and there's a lot of bad, because you kind of lose that kind of interaction with people that you get in like brick and mortar stores. So it's, you know, it is, like I said, it's bittersweet.
Is there any chance for a movie rental revival similar to what happened with vinyl?
Yeah, well, I mean, I work at a record store in town too, so when CDs were kind of going under too, business was looking a little hairy for a while there. And then this vinyl resurgence, and we were always really focused on vinyl anyways, so once that kind of picked up, it really, the store was fine, you know, better than ever, actually, busier than ever. There's just not an equivalent for us. I mean, I would recommend people to go across the street to Metro Cinema and support them. They do great stuff. They show great movies, so you can still enjoy that kind of experience, support local, independent. But yeah, it's not like people are like looking for Laserdisc recorders and like, you know, you gotta watch Willow on Laserdisc. It's the only way.
Right.
You gotta flip it three times or something. There's just no equivalent. So, I mean, a lot of people still collect Blu-rays and DVDs in their collection, but...